This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Mary Louise Kelly. It was one of the biggest police sweeps ever carried out in Italy. And when it was over, more than 300 people had been rounded up, all of them suspected of belonging to one of the world's most powerful crime syndicates. The arrests took place throughout the country, showing that the mafia's reach has spread far beyond its southern roots. NPR's Silvia Pagioli reports from Rome.
It's called the 'Ndrangheta, and it's one of Italy's most mysterious and impenetrable crime syndicates. 160 of the arrests were made in the wealthy Lombardy region, a sign the Calabrian mob has spread far beyond its southern base. It has a worldwide reach. The 'Ndrangheta is the prime distributor of Colombian cocaine in Europe and is very active in Germany, Canada, and Australia. Tuesday's raids included the seizure of millions of dollars in land, money, arms, and drugs, and the arrests of Lombardy businessmen and the director of state medical services in the city of Pavia. Italy's top anti-mafia prosecutor Pietro Grasso said the sweep has revealed the 'Ndrangheta's power structure similar to the Sicilian mafia. It's an organization rooted in territory, Grasso said, with a unified pyramid structure. It has branch operations that are active internationally, but he added all decisions are ratified in the motherland, in Calabria. The investigation, jointly coordinated between Lombardy and Calabria, began more than 2 years ago. Police were able to use wiretaps and hidden cameras to closely observe numerous secret summits held at weddings and baptisms, where leadership elections were held and key decisions taken. Investigators said the southern-based mob had succeeded in what they call colonizing Lombardy, thanks to its infiltration of the political and business environment. Roberto Gallullo, a reporter for Il Sole 24 Ore, says Italian mobs now have sway throughout the country.
There is not one Italian region that is not invaded by organized crime. It is no longer a southern problem, but a national emergency. And that emergency is the need to restore the rule of law.
Investigators also said that wiretaps are key to investigating hard-to-infiltrate mafia clans and are denouncing a bill being pushed by Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi to restrict sharply the use of wiretaps in the name of safeguarding privacy. Prosecutor Grasso said proudly, "We have violated the privacy of numerous mafiosi." Silvia Pagioli, NPR News, Rome.